This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm talking with Patty Denny. Patty is the founder, owner of Telluride Truffles, a great product and a great store in Telluride, Colorado. Patty, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for asking me.
You're more than welcome. You have a really eclectic resume, to say the least, including a stint as an actress, I believe, in New York City. Talk about how your rather checkered past has informed and aided your present vocation.
You know, it's so weird looking back, because right now, from where I sit now, I've had this company for 14 years, I was an actress in New York when I was probably about 25. And looking back from that point to this one, I had no idea where I was headed. But now looking back, all the dots connect, and I just go, wow. It's pretty amazing. Like, wow, every single step of the way taught me another thing so that I would be able to run, well, basically invent, build, and develop a chocolate company and run my own business. And I started out in teaching. I come from there are two professions in my family. One is teaching, and the other is entrepreneur. My father was an architect running his own firm. My brother runs his own real estate company. My grandfather had a furniture store in St. Louis, which is where I grew up. So I started out teaching high school drama, and ended up deciding that I really wanted to be an actress. Moving to New York City, doing that. And in looking at starting out teaching high school, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, high school teachers basically it's pretty good management training in the fact that you're looking at 30 people and you're getting them to sit and stay in desks and listen to you and learn something is pretty good training. And then, of course, acting. I always joke around that I've been on television more as an entrepreneur than I ever was as an actress. Mm-hmm. And so the acting really taught me a lot about being entertaining, about drama, about story, taught me a lot about story, and also just being comfortable to be on camera and things like that. And then while I was acting, I was a word processor in one of the top law firms in New York City where I learned to type really fast, and that has been extremely helpful. And then I moved to Telluride, became a pastry chef, and obviously that has helped a lot. And then I worked for 7 years as a manager at ski school, where I learned a great deal about management, managing ski instructors who are kind of like trying to herd cats. You know, they're very creative, crazy people that are really good at their jobs. And so I learned a lot about management and how that works. So that's kind of where it's built from point to point. And here I am now running my own company.
Not an intuitive career path, but it's working.
Yes.
So talk about the specific events. Now you're in Telluride and out of New York City. And so talk about the specific events leading up to the launch of Telluride Truffles, the parties, the friends, the signs from on high.
I always joke that chocolate found me. You know, people go, so you always love chocolate, and that's why you built a business. I said, no, I've always loved business, and chocolate found me as the business to have. I used to, you know, of course, I was a pastry chef, and so we have these parties here where you bring something. So I'd bring my little truffles. They weren't made very well. They're certainly made a lot better now. And I would bring them in because they were easy and fast, and people would just be like, you know, I remember the first time somebody said to me, you know, you really should do these as a business. And I literally burst out laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing I ever heard, because you got to remember, I lived in New York City for 10 years. I knew that people were making these things way better than mine. But, you know, looking back, it was kind of weird because it really didn't go away. It kept coming up and kept coming up. And I started to kind of play around with the idea, and then I distinctly remember this party that I took them to. The house still stands right there on Main Street. And I didn't know any people there. It was a big room. There probably were literally 50 people in that room. Nobody could sit down. Everybody was standing up with plates. And as I meandered through, and of course my big plate of my truffles were on the table. As I meandered through, I'd hear people go, "Did you have you tasted these? These are great. Oh, get some of these." And I just kept going, wow, you know, these people don't know me. My friends, I thought they were just being supportive and that kind of thing. But these people, I just kind of thought, wow, these people are really just saying they're good. And then one guy, and whoever this guy is, who knows, he might still live in Telluride, he took a truffle and he put it in the air and he yelled real loud, "Who made these things?" And then everybody kind of went, "Yeah, who made those things? I've had those." Well, you know, and it was this big commotion. And to me, I mean, I really saw the light. I went, "I'll be darned. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this." And then, of course, I tried to do it. One of the best pieces of advice I got from a friend was, because I started to do it and I just get overwhelmed, like, oh, my God, how am I ever going to do this? And somebody said, you know, do one thing at a time. You keep seeing the whole picture, and it just stops you in your tracks. Just do what you can do now and go to the next thing. So, you know, that's what I did. I started out and went, well, I'm not starting a business. Let's just say if I were, what would be the first thing I do? Well, I'd learn how to make the truffles better, and then I'd go to the next thing and next thing. And then, you know what? It's 14 years later. I don't think I've kind of changed that thing of like, okay, I get overwhelmed. Don't look at the big picture. Let's just see what I can do right now today. And here it is 14 years later, and somehow or another I built a business with where we do about 40% of our business outside of Telluride even. It's been quite a ride. I'm pretty amazed at it, actually.
And your business has a signature product, these triangles of truffles. Why triangles? Why not chocolate balls? Why not truffle balls?
You know, for the first 4 years, I started out with chocolate balls. That's how what truffles normally are, is they're round. But they were problematic in the fact that it's really hard to keep them in the same size. So I had this box that sometimes they wouldn't fit good in. But the real thing was, when I started to go to restaurants and they started to have truffles that looked exactly like mine, because we all do these little round balls. So I went, oh boy, you got to do something here, because I've got to choose something that I can really, you know, look different than anybody else. And also the balls really took longer. I knew I was going to have to go to molded chocolates somewhere down the line. So I started looking at, you know, different molds. There are these books that you can buy, these companies, you know, there are these order books that you can look at all the molds and order them. And I ordered this one mold that was like a triangle. I just liked it. I'm a daughter of an architect. I like that graphic look. I like geometrics. And I made truffles in them, and I loved them. I thought they were just so cool looking. And I decided that was going to be it. And so I was playing around with the different designs of the triangle. They were all going to be triangles, but, you know, as far as how they would be designed. And a girlfriend of mine came into my house. There were probably 100 of them on the kitchen table. And I said, look, it's the new shape of Telluride truffle. And she looked down and she goes, yeah, they look like little mountains. And I just went, oh, my God. You know, there have been a number of things in this company that have been so fortuitous like that, for instance. I didn't think about all this stuff, but I will take credit for knowing it was a good idea when I heard it. And, of course, I looked at her and I went, oh, my God, they look like little mountains. So then that kind of like took the whole company off on the whole mountain theme, which really worked in my lifestyle, because the reason why I live in Telluride is I absolutely love the mountains. I love looking at them. I think they're the most amazing, amazing thing. So that was hence the reason why we went to the triangle. And also, now that I've been doing this for this long, boy, am I really glad that my truffles look different than anybody else, because there is a lot of really good chocolate out there, and it's much easier to stand out if you're different, if you have a different statement than somebody else.
So yours is the combination of the shape of the truffles and the packaging.
Yes, Absolutely. And the packaging came, well, basically what we did is I did the shape of the truffles, and then we found a really wonderful company that would custom do a box. So we sent them the truffles, my graphic artist and I. And the good thing is they loved them too. He called me and went, "Love this shape." And I was like, "Yeah, we do too." It took them about 5 or 6 tries, and then they sent us the custom box that we have now in the shape of the triangle, which, you know, is a flat box that folds up into a triangle. And it's that was between changing the truffles from the ball to the triangle and the packaging, the company tripled right when I did that. It just kind of went to a whole new level. And shortly after that is when I quit the ski school job and started doing it on my own, just basically gave the company everything I had. That was about 7 years ago, and it's come a long way, thank goodness.
Yeah. So given the success, once the packaging and the product came together and you tripled your business, you could be coasting along. You don't need to be the superintendent of a store. Why did you decide to go retail?
You know, that's another thing. I didn't decide to go retail. It found me. I personally have never worked in retail. I don't really know retail. When I first, I used to share a kitchen with the 2 girls that are now Butcher and the Baker. We used to call ourselves the Butcher, the Baker, and the Truffle Maker. When we all shared that kitchen at the base of Lift 7. We did it for years, and we really did really well together. They're great girls. And I just started to get too big to share a kitchen. It was my business. I was taking over the kitchen. So that's when I came out here. I started looking for a bigger place to make the truffles, and then my website was kind of taking off, so I needed space to package the truffles, ship them out, all that kind of thing. And I looked for spaces in town, but the rents were off the charts. So I knew that wouldn't work. And I found a great space out here in Lawson Hill and put the kitchen in here. And we didn't even put in a retail front. It was all about my website and corporate accounts. And also wholesale accounts. That's kind
right.
of what I thought. I didn't even know about retail. I didn't really understand. I never thought I could do a retail shop here. In fact, people would ask me, when are you going to put a shop in town? And I said, well, I think I'll put one in New York City first. The rents are about the same, and there's more traffic. And I wasn't kidding about that. I just felt like with 5 months of off-season here, how in the world could you do it? And also, you got to understand that during the years I've lived here in Telluride, I've watched 2 chocolate companies go out of business in town. 2 have tried it, and they went out of business. So, you know, you just kind of learn and go, whew, I'm not going to do that. But about 3 years ago, somebody was in my office and said to me, why don't you have a retail shop? And I said what I always said, because it's too expensive and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of went, I wonder if that's still true. And literally, that night, I went home, and like 5 o'clock, I'm looking in the paper, and I see some retail space. I call, oh, yeah, come down and see it now. I'm like, wow, I can go down and see them and looked at them. And I started to really go, wow, you know, what's the rents on this? Oh, that might work. And to make a long story short, I also that very night saw the spot that we are now in, and it had a for rent sign, and I looked in, it was dark, and it just so happened that the guy who oversees it was walking up the block, and he goes, I think that door's locked. I said, oh, yeah, I'm just kind of looking at it. And he goes, I got the key. You want to see it? It was like 7, 8 o'clock at night, and I just looked at him like, yeah, I want to see it. You know, if you're following my drift here, it's just weird how sometimes things just really fall into place.
The stars
and I walked
up.
In, he turned on the lights, and I looked up at that 10 top ceiling, 13 feet up, and I just went, oh. And I'm telling you, from the moment I walked in there, I just felt like, wow, this is a great space. However, it was a mess. It was horrible, but it had great bones. I fell in love with it. And called the landlord, and it turned out that they were huge fans of Telluride Truffle. She, if you know Katrine Formsby, she loves design. She evidently had been giving Telluride Truffles out for a long time. And she told me later that after I called her, she looked at her assistant and said, "We're getting her in there." And, you know, I it just felt, literally from the first moment I talked to him, and with 30 days of really revamping that place, it looked, it was really not in good shape. 6 weeks after I signed the lease, I was in there doing business. So
okay.
It was kind of a long answer to how did I get in retail. And then, of course, people, the time right then in Telluride, things were so scary. It was May. People, literally, store owners said, "Patty, we don't know what's going to happen to Telluride. We just feel like this is a really bad time for you to be doing this." And my gut just told me go. And it was extremely scary for me, though. I was pretty nervous during that time. And it's been very successful. And I'm really, really grateful. But you know what also? It's not only has been really successful, it's been really fun. And that I didn't realize how much fun it was going to be. And really, as far as this whole business of making, developing your own chocolates, shipping them, all the aspects of we do at Telluride Truffle, that little retail shop is the easiest part of it. It's just the easiest. So I'm now a new lover of retail.
Okay. In sum, to sum up, would you say the product mix that if I happen to be visiting Telluride and I've never been here before, if I walk into the store, what can I expect to find?
Well, the best thing to do, and people tell me this all the time, is the store is so fun. It's really fun. Our store isn't about you just walking in there and buying some chocolate. The store is about you walking in there. We have free tastings, and we also kind of talk to you about our chocolates and the different flavors, and you can try the different ones, and that's a lot of fun. So we also have ice cream sundaes, really amazing ice cream sundaes with their own chocolate sauce. And it's a very beautiful little shop. I personally think that for anybody visiting Telluride, it's a must-see. It's got to be one of your stops. Come on in, taste some truffles, taste some chocolate. The reason why we do it like that also is because once people taste this chocolate, seriously, and I as you can hear from my story, years ago I didn't believe it was true, but now I know it's true because we have been given many awards and great reviews, et cetera. This is some of the best chocolate in the country, and so I'm really proud of it, and my employees are really proud of it. So that's what I would say. You've got to go by and try it.
I second that emotion.
Thank you.
This has been the Susan B. Brock Telluride Inside and Out, speaking to chocolatier par excellence, Patty Denny. She is Telluride Truffles. The product and the store. Don't miss either. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.